Gabrick to Kopitar. To Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo. Good times.
DePaul to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Welcome back, hockey fans. The Kings score in the final minute of the game, and then early on in overtime. The first minute of overtime, Jeff Carter's 24th of the season. It was unassisted, 40 seconds into OT, and the Kings move to 1-1 on their two-game road trip and will come home the final two games of the regular season against the Anaheim Ducks on Thursday and then on Saturday at home against the Winnipeg Jets. We'll also keep you updated on what's going on in that game tonight. Back in Anaheim after two periods of play, as Darrell had just noted, 1-0 in favor of the Ducks over the Jets. With that Jeff Carter overtime game winner, the Kings moved to 12-3 on the season in games decided in OT. Calgary, no slouches himself, they fall to 9-4 in games decided in overtime. Kings finished the regular season series with a record of 4-0-0 against the Calgary Flames. Of course, with the uneven divisions, you have 8 teams on the Eastern Conference divisions, just 7 teams in the Western Conference divisions. You will play 5 teams in your division 5 times, 1 team 4 times, and Calgary was that one team that the Kings did play 4 times this year. They won all 4 games. Time now for tonight's 3 stars of the game. Number 3 star for the Calgary Flames goes to Mark Giordano. 1 goal, 2 points, plus 1 rating in 25 minutes and 20 seconds of overtime. 2 shots on goal, 5 total shot attempts. Also blocked 4 shots. Fine night tonight for the Calgary Flames captain. Number 2 star of the game from the Flames as well will go to Derek Englund. Englund, a goal, 2 points, a plus 3 rating in 23 minutes and 57 seconds of overtime. His only shot on goal that he took tonight, able to beat Jonas Enroth with 4 minutes and 1 second to play in this one. It was his second goal of the year. Calgary was thinking that might stand up as the game winner. Credit, the very end of the game. A terrific play by Jamie McBain, taking a shot. It was immediately blocked, and having the quick reflexes and wherewithal to be able to play that loose puck and get it to the right side to Tyler Toffoli, working that one back towards Chris Versteeg as well. As thrown to the front of the net, Versteeg able to bang in that loose puck to tie the game with 36 seconds remaining. That was just my long way of saying Derek Englund was the second star of the game. Number 1 star of the game from the LA Kings, Milan Lucic. Terrific night up front. Lucic, 2 goals, a plus 2 rating in 19 minutes and 4 seconds of ice time. Both of his shots on net, found the back of the net as Milan Lucic comes away with the number 1 star of the game. I'm going to take a quick break here, Kings fans, and I'll save my breath for some of the highlights in this one. As the Kings skate to a 5-4 win over the Calgary Flames in front of 18,438 here at the Scotiabank Saddledome. Stay tuned. We've got highlights coming up next here on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
If April showers bring May flowers, then this El Nino might cover us in flowers.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Don't miss our $25,000 Uncle Sam refund giveaway, April 14th.
Number 2.
You could win a BMW Z4 every Sunday in April.
And the number 1 reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number 1 casino in Southern California.
Morongo, good times.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Oh, this is James.
Hi, James. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Wow.
We heard your wife's a teacher. What grade?
She teaches third grade.
And you said she needs help with printing?
She prints copies every day for her students, so she's got to buy ink at least twice a month and paper once a week.
Oh, that's got to add up fast. Ink isn't cheap.
It's like $80. It gets real expensive.
Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We'd like to get your wife a brand new printer and a year's supply of paper and ink.
Oh, my God. She's going to be so happy. And I won't have to stop at the store on the way home and get paper.
Today, we help save a trip and some money. And during the Honda Dream Garage sales event, we can help you with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the CR-V, the best-selling SUV in America. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. James is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Automotive, Poke U.S. new retail registrations for calendar year 2015.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790. KABC.
Welcome back, Kings fans, to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome, where the Kings skated to a 5-4 overtime win over the Calgary Flames. Kings' final away game of the season. Two games remaining back at Staples Center. Thursday, big showdown against the Anaheim Ducks. And then Saturday, as the Winnipeg Jets make their only visit to Los Angeles in the final game of the regular season. Time now for tonight's highlights. As this was a back-and-forth game, momentum swings. Kings led in shots and goal. Kings also led in the scoring chances and high-danger scoring chances. However, Calgary Flames were able to get on the scoreboard first early in the first period. Enroth's recentering feed shot, score. Enroth out of position. Backlund banks it off of a King out in front, and it crosses the goal line. The Flames lead this one early, 1-0. A puck was sent back behind the King's net. Jonas Enroth just misplayed it, went between his legs. Michael Backlund picked up that loose puck, banked it off of Andre Kopitar, off of his skate and into the open net. Backlund's 18th from Colburn and Englund at 3:41 of the first period. Calgary led 1-0. Kings, midway through the first frame, able to tie things up. Poma couldn't connect on his pass, intercepted by Shen. Far side to Muzzin, now up towards Kopitar. Left now for Lucic, he shoots, he scores! Milan Lucic off the rush after taking the feed from Kopitar, and the Kings have tied the game at 1. Quick release there from Lucic, 18th of the season, assist to Kopitar and Muzzin at 9:53. That assist to Jake Muzzin is 32nd of the season. That establishes a new season high in his career. As high previously had been 31, established last year. 1-1 after 1, shots on goal in that first period, 12-4 in favor of the Kings. Kings started out the second period with a very strong opening shift and cashed in immediately. Puck back in the attacking zone for this Kings team, and a great job by the Pilots as well. Drew Doughty with a shot, loose shot, score off the rebound, and the Kings cash in early. Was that Lucic? Kopitar also there, that looked like Milan Lucic banging in a rebound, and the Kings take all of 14 seconds to claim their first lead of the night. It's 2-1. Drew Doughty with a shot from the point. Andre Kopitar had a deflection out in front. Good save made by Yoni Ordio. Milan Lucic right there to slam in the rebound. Kings take that 2-1 lead, 14 seconds into the second period. Again, Lucic his 19th from Kopitar and Doughty, 14 seconds into the second. Late in the second period, though, Calgary able to tie things up. Goudreau, middle of that right circle, stick handling, takes a shot, never got through. Maybe getting a piece was Enroth. Now shot, score! That's Hunter Shinkarik off a rebound, and that's really the only let-up that we've seen from this Kings team in their own defensive end. It came from Calgary's top line. It's a tie game at 2 goals apiece. Shinkarik second from Giordano and Goudreau at 15:51. Good stick handling move by Goudreau. Unleashed a shot from the slot that Enroth made a really good save with his shoulder. But as the puck bounced around in front of Jonas Enroth, Shinkarik drives the front of the net and slams it into the open net. It was a goal scored by Shinkarik again, his second, and it was a 2-2 game. That was it for the scoring in the second period for the Kings. 4 shots on goal for a two-period total of 16. And for the Flames, 12 shots on goal for a two-period total of 16. Flames had an early power play that transferred over into the third period of action. And for Calgary, Mark Giordano able to cash in early in the period. Now back to Giordano, tops of the circles, he shoots, he scores. Mark Giordano. It's a power play goal for Calgary. The Calgary Flames have regained the lead. It's now 3-2. Giordano's 21st from Goudreau and Monahan at 33 seconds of the third period. Credit the Kings in this game where they twice faced deficits in this third period, coming back to battle behind fine tying goals each time. That first time came just less than 1 minute later It was 32 seconds later as the Kings, with a forecheck, able to put the puck past Ordeau. Backhanded deep by Andreoff, back into the offensive zone. Comes back to the right point. Carter there, sends it out in front. Loose puck shot, score! Crashing the net, Andy Andreoff pokes a loose puck past the goaltender in Joni Ordeau, and we're tied up at three. Another goal for Andy Andreoff. Really good play there by Andy Andreoff as he was able to poke the puck free off the stick of the Calgary defender, getting in there and all in one fell swoop, poked it off of his stick and passed a goal
from Los Angeles
close to the net as that came from Andy Andreoff, seventh of the season, unassisted at 1:05 of the third period. It remained a 3-3 game until late in the third period when Derek Englund drove down the right wing and scored from a sharp angle. Right hash marks. That's backhanded, far side of the ice. Monahan, on angle shot, he scores. It was Derek Englund with the shot. Englund from below the circle on the right side of the ice in the offensive zone for the Calgary Flames. Sneaks it past Jonas Enroth, and the Flames lead 4-3 with 4:01 remaining here in the third period. Well-placed shot from Englund from a sharp angle on the right side. Englund second from Ferland, and Joe Colburn at 15:59 of that third period. Kings had pulled Jonas Enroth for the extra attacker. Credit Jamie McBain for an excellent play at the right point as the Kings had bodies crashing the net. And on a second opportunity, Chris Versteeg, the man of the moment. McBain, right hash marks, on angle shot, loose out in front, poked in, score! And the Kings tie it up. Was it Chris Versteeg? Looked like it.
I believe so.
Kings are tying the game at four. Great job by Jamie McBain, keeping that puck in at the right point. The Kings crash the net, and we're tied away here at four apiece. Big, big goal from Chris Versteeg, his 14th of the season, from Jamie McBain and Tyler Toffoli at 19:24 of the third period. Shots on goal, the third period for the Kings, 9 shots for a three-period total of 25, and for the Flames, 7 for a three-period total of 23. Then, in overtime, after a little bit of a delay, as some of the officials tended to some ice out in front of Jonas Enroth's net to our right, the Flames won the faceoff, controlled the puck, and then losing the puck was Mark Giordano, and that set up an odd man rush in which Giordano trailed. The Kings able to come away with a huge overtime game winner. Monahan has it poked away from him, and here comes Jeff Carter in the other direction. Carter has a little bit of a seam down the left wing side, cuts to his right, shoots, scores! Jeff Carter wins it in overtime, stripping the puck back at his own blue line, driving out in front of Joni Ordeau, cutting to his right, slipping it underneath the goaltender, and the Kings are going to come away with 2 points here tonight. Final score, 5-4 in favor of L.A. Big, big goal for Jeff Carter, 24th on the season, unassisted, against stripping Sean Monahan with a puck as he scores 40 seconds into overtime. Shots on goal in that overtime? Well, there was just one. It was Jeff Carter's. He scored. So the Kings outshot Calgary 26-23 in this game. We're going to take one final break here, Kings fans. Come back in just a moment and tell you what it means for the standings out in the Western Conference. And look forward to Thursday's big matchup against the Anaheim Ducks. So stay tuned, Kings fans, as L.A. comes away with a 5-4 win in overtime over the Calgary Flames. More to talk about and wrap up this broadcast in just a moment on Talk Radio 790 KABC. By the way, thank you again for listening to those Rusnak Pasadena Audi highlights here on the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
If April showers bring May flowers, then this El Nino might cover us in flowers.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Don't miss our $25,000 Uncle Sam refund giveaway, April 14th.
Number two.
You could win a BMW Z4 every Sunday in April.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number one casino in Southern California.
Morongo, good times.
Oh, we told you we're changing things up at McDonald's. You can finally get breakfast all day. Burgers you can customize the way you want. Order for Max?
Thanks.
Enjoy. Not a believer yet, huh? Well, hang tight. We got something else that might surprise you. Breakfast bowls. Boom. They're loaded with egg white, turkey sausage, kale, and spinach. Or try a scrambled egg and chorizo bowl. Each for just $4.39.
Hey, I'll have a breakfast bowl.
Yeah, you will. We're changing things up. So come, see for yourself. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast bowl served during breakfast hours only.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
That's awesome.
We heard you're a nurse in a neonatal intensive care unit. What's that like?
We have anywhere from 65 to 90 babies. It's not unusual to save a baby a couple of times a shift.
Wow, that's an important job.
My son was in the NICU for 3 months. He is my inspiration for becoming a NICU nurse.
That's incredible. So we heard the NICU could use a few items. What do you guys need?
We can use mobiles, rocking chairs, swings.
Well, the Southern California Honda dealers want to help. We'd like to donate a few of everything.
I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Today, we help nurses help babies. And during the Honda Dream Garage sales event, we can help you find a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic, the best-selling car in California. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Jennifer is a real person with Paid Me on the Radio, based on IHS Automotive, Poe, California, new total registrations for calendar year 2015.
It's time to save and South Bay Toyota.
If you want an easy way to buy a car, then South Bay Toyota is the place for you. They're located in the heart of L.A. South Bay, just off the 405 freeway at the Western Avenue exit, one block north. And when you buy direct from them, you won't have to pay those broker fees. So come to South Bay Toyota and experience the best customer service, and they'll have you out in less than 1 hour. And always remember,
it's time to save at South Bay Toyota.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The home of Kings Hockey.
Live and local.
797 the KABC.
Welcome back, hockey fans. As we're wrapping up the broadcast here, getting ready to head back over to the airport as the Kings celebrate a 5-4 overtime win over the Calgary Flames here at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Looking around the league right now at the out-of-town scores. As we just got to you earlier in that previous segment, the Rusnak Pasadena Audi highlights. I want to take a quick timeout before we get to the scores here, Kings fans, for just some quick station identification.
News, talk, evolve. Your 2016 election headquarters, KABC,
Los Angeles,
Orange County, a Cumulus station.
And again, welcome back here, Kings fans. Kings with a 5-4 overtime win over Calgary. Just one other game going on right now in the National Hockey League, and the Anaheim Ducks still have a 1-0 lead at home over the visiting Winnipeg Jets. Elsewhere, big blow to the Boston Bruins' postseason hopes as they fall in a shootout, an extended shootout, to the Carolina Hurricanes. That was in Boston, final score 2-1 in favor of the Canes. Elsewhere, Sabres go into New Jersey, defeat the Devils by a score of 3-1. Rangers score twice in the third period, come from behind with a big win over the visiting Tampa Bay Lightning, final score 3-2 in favor of New York. Islanders go into Washington with a 4-3 win in overtime over the Washington Capitals, and that's going to be a game that has an effect on the race for the Jennings Trophy. And all of a sudden, the Anaheim Ducks in that race as well. The Kings giving up 4 goals here tonight. Although they won the game, that's the most important thing. It was maybe a rough night for the Kings and the Capitals in that Jennings Trophy race. We continue. Penguins, 3 goals in the third period, coming from behind in the road to defeat the Ottawa Senators by a score of 5-3. Panthers going to Montreal, final score 4-1 in favor of Florida. John Scott came into play for that game for the Montreal Canadiens. Nashville Predators defeated the Colorado Avalanche, and that ended Colorado's bid for the postseason. Final score 4-3 in favor of the Preds. San Jose Sharks, 3-0 win on the road at Minnesota. More about that in just a moment. And the Chicago Blackhawks at home triple up the Arizona Coyotes by a score of 6-2. Looking now at the Pacific Division, let's just get Calgary out of the way first. The Flames in 80 games this year, 33-41-6. They remain at 72 points. That's 1 point behind the Vancouver Canucks, who do have a game in hand, and 5 points up on the Edmonton Oilers. This is relevant, of course, too, because there is a very big prospect coming up. Austin Matthews, who is the pretty much consensus number one overall pick at the draft. And this has a weight in the draft lottery for teams like Calgary, Vancouver, Edmonton. Name your pick, batting for the cycle amongst the Canadian teams, none of whom will qualify for the playoffs. The Kings, meanwhile, 80 games in the season, 47-28-5. They have 99 points and 45 regulation wins. We'll wait and see what happens with Anaheim in just a moment. But San Jose keeps pace with L.A. They are still 3 points behind the Kings, though, which means that the Kings' magic number to clinch home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs is one. So any 1 point that the Kings get or any 1 point that the San Jose Sharks don't get, well, that means the Kings will have home ice advantage in that first round of the playoffs. So unless the Kings go 0-2 and the Sharks go 2-0 over the final two games of the season, Kings will be open up the first round of the playoffs back at Staples Center. Meanwhile, Anaheim, the Kings temporarily leapfrog over the Ducks into first place in the Pacific. Anaheim still, though, has those two games in hand technically as of now. And I'm sure all of you will be keeping tabs on what's going on back at Honda Center this evening as we're pressing refresh just one more time. And again, still the Ducks, a 1-0 lead over the visiting Winnipeg Jets. Want to say a big thank you to everybody who helped put this broadcast together. And that thanks starts with my broadcast partner in Daryl Evans. Big thank you to Daryl. Big thank you as well to our on-site technician and producer, John Bruins. Thank you very much, John. Big thank you as well to everyone back at our KABC 790 studios, Wayman Porter, Joe Armstrong, Colin Yee, and Kings fans listening in worldwide on KABC 790 AM or iHeartRadio. Final score, Kings win this one 5-4 in front of 18,438 fans here at the Scotiabank Saddledome. They sweep the four-game series against Calgary. We'll see you back at Staples Center this coming Thursday, 7:35 p.m. puck drop, 7 o'clock pregame show. That will be coming to you once again on KABC 790. Kings win. Have a great night, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over.